We're in Simen Shin Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud Ches. We'll be doing Yud Ches and Yud Ches. Now, there are two parts to Yud Ches. The first part is discussing where exactly Chazal asked wearing all these things. And the second part discusses the Halacha L'maisa. So let's begin. Kol sha'osru chachamim lotzis pelushas harabim, osru lotzis pelochotzer she'inim morevis. The first day says that whatever Chazal asked in Rosh Hasharabim, they asked it in a chotzer that doesn't have an Erev. Chutz mikvulu peyanachris, there's an exception of a kvul and a peyanachris, dainu kliyas sar shakola betoch saira, shalotis gana albalo, Chazal were matir in a chotzer she'inim morevis. They were the ones that were mechayev and Erev in the first place, and they were the ones that said that in such a chotzer, you're allowed to wear a kvul and a peyah nachris. The yesh omim, the kol she'osur lotzis bo, afil liskashin bo, babayis osur. The second sheet to hold, she's not allowed to wear these things even at home, because she'll forget herself and walk out. For kol shkin lotzis bo l'chotzer amorevis, chutz mikvul u'peyah nachris, again shalotis gan al bayla. The yesh omim, she'akol mutu lotzis bo chotzer afilo ein amorevis. The third cheetah says, a chotzer, even ena mureves, Chazal were matter, all of these things that they asked, the only things that they asked, the only things that are otzer in a chotzer, shena mureves, are the things that you're actually chayev chattas for. But the things that Chazal asked mishum gzeira, they only asked in rishus harab mamish, not in a chotzer. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the gro, who paskins like the first day. Now we go to the Lamaisa. Voyidna. So again, what were the three shitas? The first shita said that anything you're not allowed to wear in Shusarabim, you can't wear in a Chotzer She'inim Moreves. The second shita says that they asserted even in a Chotzer Mu'ureves, except for these two exceptions. And the third shita holds that even in a Chotzer She'inim Moreves, everything's mutter. Now says the Mechaber. Voha idne. Today, nashidi dan nagu lotzis b'chala tachshitin. Women wear tachshitin. Why is that? So he gives a few explanations. Yesh she'amru de medina asuris ala kivin shol yish mutiv shishogu asva al yiyu mezidos. The first teretz is mutiv shishogu in val yiyu mezidim. The yesh she'lamdu aleyam schus Lomer sheinogis kein al pisvara achronu shegasafti shlo osu lotzis betachshitin lechotzer sheinim orevis. Others say that pshat is that we're going with the shita that it is mutter to wear all of these things in a chotzer sheinim orevis. Vahashda the less than rishus harabim gomer. Today, since we don't have 60,000 people walking the streets, so we don't have a real rishus harabim gomer. Havale kol rishus harabim shalanu karmelis. All of our rishus harabim are kamels. V'dino kachotzer she'inim morevis a mutter, and it's like a chotzer she'inim morevis, and it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, of course, a karmelis is not like a chotzer she'inim morevis. I mean, how can you compare the two? A karmelis is a karmelis. The teretz is karmelis is a gzeira otu rishus harabim. This shita holds that Chazal didn't aser a karmelis when there's no real rishus harabim daraisa. Karmelis is only a gzeira otu rishus harabim daraisa. So where you don't have one, Chazal didn't answer Karmelis either. It's a lesser gzera, and here it's mutter. Says the Rama, Agav yesh omer motam lahater, da'ashev shchichi tachshitin, jewelry is common, v'yotzim emaf b'chol, they wear it all week long, not just in Shabbos, v'leka l'mechesh l'mashol v'umechva, k'mo v'imeyim. Today, jewelry is not rare enough for us to say that she'll remove it to show her friends. In those days, jewelry was a novelty, and as a result of it, women would show one another, and they may accidentally carry it. To be makel on something that Chazal asked in the Raisa, that not. That goes for anything where it said chatas. Yesh mishomer shebizman hazesh nagu anoshim lotzis betabash eno lachosim, harez lem kitachshit v'shori. There are those who say that today that women wear a tabashi eshalachosim, it's like a tachshit, and it's really mutter, meaning it's only usr because of the gzeir of tashitin, and they would be mutter according to all of these heterim. To tell them not to wear any pins other than what they need to keep the clothing closed, that they may listen to us. So in short, the minig is lahakel. Women wear old jewelry on Shabbos. They should just make sure they're not doing something that has absolutely no use. That would have a halacha of tiltul gomer, where it wouldn't even be a jewelry. Sif yutes tzarich lazer l'nashim shlo yitaltu machat shnitl chuda uktza l'asam b'tzifim. You have to warn the women not to carry a needle where either the point or the hole fell off, to put into their kerchiefs. Elim kei nitl me'erev Shabbos chuda v'uktza l'shem kach v'yichta l'shem kach. Unless it was actually set aside for such use. Otherwise, it would be muktzah. Today it is common, any kind of needle that you would put in a tichol is not going to be muktzah.